Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are here again to thank you because of the privilege you have given to us to take part in this Holy Communion celebration today. We thank you because we know by this you're going to allow every one of us to live in such a way that we testify that the work of the cross have had effect and impact on our lives so that we can live in harmony with your will in our remaining life. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord bless you all. Thank you.
Yes, good morning, brothers and sisters. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. I welcome you to read the Bible from the book of Daniel, chapter 3. And we are going to read just three verses. Our time is dying. We are going to read verse 16, 17, and 18. Daniel 3, verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if no, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. That is the word of God we are going to meditate together this morning. And the topic of today is trusting in God, no matter the outcome. Trusting in God, no matter the outcome. This is a challenging topic. And when I was preparing this sermon, I found that we have thanked the leadership of this church to give us the opportunity of thinking about such challenging topic in our time. Trusting God, no matter the outcome. Trusting is relying on the strength, relying on the ability, relying on the integrity of someone. Trusting in God is relying on his strength and his ability to serve his people. The story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego we have read fits our context in Congo, the situation we are going through, but also many other situations in different places where our brothers and sisters in Christ are being persecuted because of their faith. This story calls us for an uncompromising faithfulness to God, no matter the outcome. The first time you find the name of Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego in the Bible, it is in chapter 1 of Daniel, verse 7, where these people and Daniel, their colleague, they refuse it to defile themselves with the royal food and wine. So what we have read in chapter 3, it is another temptation. We find that their commitment to God here is challenged. This is to remind each of us that when you have a spiritual victory today, that is not the end of temptation. The victory today calls for another temptation tomorrow. So these people decided to refuse and say, we do not want to be defiled by the royal food. But now here, there is another temptation. This tells us that fighting is permanent, very permanent in our life. And it reminds us what we read in Luke chapter 4, verse 13, that when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from Jesus until an opportune time. When you read these verses in other versions, they say that the devil departed from Jesus for another season. So your victory today is not the end of temptation. Fighting is permanent. After refusing to defile themselves with the royal food, then this is the following temptation for them. They are going to face a dictator called Nebuchadnezzar, a man who tolerates no opposition. And the Bible says that he set up a golden image and he called all people, among them the officials, to come and bow down before this golden image as a sign of adoration. Whenever they hear the sounds of all kind of music, horn, pipe, lyre, and harp, these people were called to come and bow down. So this is challenging to Abednego, Meshach, and his brother. They decided to rely on God. They refused to come and bow down. They rely on the integrity. They rely on the strength. They rely on the ability of God, who is able to save them. Three things will help us to behave whenever we are facing such kind of temptation. And the first thing is, whenever you are tempted, show directly your position. Whenever you are before a temptation, don't wait. Don't lose time. Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they are facing a problem which will not go away. They have to decide and to show their position and to choose the way clearly before the temptation. And this is something they have to take there and then. You will be sometimes tempted in your life and you have to decide. You are alone. You don't have time to call for a brother and a sister in Christ. You don't have time even to pray. You don't have time to call for a pastor. You have to decide and show your choice and your position. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego strongly refused to bow down before the golden image. They cannot renounce their God and his command. They cannot follow the crowd. They decide to be faithful to the Lord at any cost, no matter the outcome. The story does not end there. The story continues. Nebuchadnezzar ordered that they call them so that he may talk face to face with them. He recognized that these people are Jews. He said, these people must be Jews. And he wanted to give them a second choice. So he said to them, maybe you did a mistake. I'm going to give you a second choice. He tried to create doubt in their mind. You remember what we read in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 and 4, what Satan said to our mother Eve. Did God actually say to you that you shall not eat any tree in this garden? So Nebuchadnezzar, as Satan here, he calls these people and tried to create doubt in their heart and give them a second chance. Maybe Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, maybe you did a mistake. Are you saying that you do not want to bow down before the golden image? Are you sure that you want to defy the king? Can you think again and decide if you want to bow or to defy me? So he is giving them the choice, the second choice. But these people did not change their mind. They did not conform. And that is the second action. When you are facing Satan, don't conform. Don't change your mind. Take your position. Because Satan will come again and again to ask the same question. So don't change. Thanks to God, these people did not change. They totally and strongly refuse because they have faith in their God and they don't change their mind. Faith and trust is refusing. Try to refuse. Stand on your position and refuse. When we read the Bible in Hebrew chapter 11, 24 and 25, we have another definition of faith. I'm going to read it to you. By faith, when Moses was grown up, he refused. When Moses was grown up, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and choosing rather to share ill treatment with the people of God. So faith is not only believing, faith is also refusing. You refuse something, but you choose another. You behave like Moses here, to refuse to stand on your position. These people strongly believe that God is everywhere. You can find him everywhere. You can find him out of the flame. You can find him inside the flame. you can find him after the flame. So they refused. That will not bow. That is faith. That is trusting in God. If you are ready to refuse, that is to say you trust in God. Amen. The third, because our time is running. The third is trusting in God is rooted in your deep and your personal relationship with God. Trusting in God is rooted in your deep and personal relationship with Him. Nebuchadnezzar does not hang up. He is not different from Satan. He now challenges God Himself by asking the question, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who is the God that shall deliver you out of my hand? And there is two arguments. The first, these people respond, the God we serve is the one. He is able to deliver us from the fire and will rescue us from your hand. God was their God. They are not talking about the God of other people. They talk about their God. They are gods. They are people of God. And God is their God. And this reminds us what we read in Psalm 95, verse 7. I'm going to read it to you. Psalm 95, verse 7 says the following, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. God is their God, and they are his people. So trusting in God, it is a matter of relationship with your God, your own God. Trusting that he is my God, and I am the pasture of him. If you rely on that relationship, that personal relationship, you will be able to face Nebuchadnezzar in your life. God, these people believe that God cannot forsake those who belong to him, his people, his own sheep. So that is the first argument. The God we serve will rescue you, will rescue us from the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. They believe in God the Almighty. The flames and Nebuchadnezzar are nothing. He is able to deliver from the strong hand. And nothing can stand before him. You remember the song we sang last Sunday, that there is nothing he cannot do. And there is nothing he cannot change. And there is nothing he cannot turn around. So it is this kind of God these people are believing in. They are trusting the God who can change everything. And I think that is the faith, the kind of faith we need in this time in Congo, because we are going through the flames. But believe like Meshach and Shadrach and Abednego, that there is nothing he cannot change. There's nothing he cannot change around. And now you can go through the flames, believing that God is out the flame, but God is also inside the flames. Amen. The second argument, The second argument, we find it in verse 19, 18. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. These people deliver that God can deliver. But if not, God can deliver. If it is his will, he can deliver. But he may not. God may decide that he will not deliver you. God may, it may be his will that you suffer and you die. So God is able to deliver, but also God may decide not to deliver. That may be his will, and that is what these people believe. No matter his will, no matter what he decides, the will of God is the best. So Nebuchadnezzar, we are ready. God is able to deliver. But if he decides not to deliver us, we will not bow. Because that may be his will. So brothers and sisters, we believe in the God who is able to deliver, who is able to heal, who is able to do everything. But we also believe in God who may decide not to save, and not to deliver, and not to heal. So when it comes that God decides not to heal you, how are you going to behave? And that is what these people say. If he decides not to deliver us, we will not bow down before your golden image. Which kind of thinking can trust in God? And I think that's what the Word of God is telling us today. Remember what our brother Gerald said in time of prayer. He was quoting what is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, that three times Paul pleaded with the Lord about a thorn which was given to him in his flesh, that it should live. But God said, my grace is sufficient for you. So God is able to deliver. God is able to heal. But God may decide not to heal you and not to deliver you. And you have to behave like these people. That if he decides not to deliver us, we will not bow. I know that you have so many stories of people who are suffering, and they don't think that they will be healed again. But when you meet them and you talk to them, no matter the outcome, they still believe in God. You may have examples of people and brothers and sisters and members of your family, those who are suffering, and they know that they will not be healed. But no matter the outcome, they still believe in God. So this story of Daniel, we have read in chapter 3, is a reminder. It's a reminder for us that God is able, but he may decide differently. If God decides differently, think like Job. When you read Job chapter 13, verse 15, I'm going to end this sermon with that verse. Job, on his bed, suffering without hope, said the following, Though he slays me, yet I will trust in him. That is trusting in God, no matter the outcome. Though he slays me, yet I will trust in him. Amen.